Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So frustrating about this. Now this is it. Now this right here is frustrating.
You ready?
Yes. Hello.
We need light though, honey. You're in the dark, baby girl.
I will turn the light on. Oh my goodness. I don't know how to use a phone. I'm an old lady, so.
How old are you?
Say what now?
How old are you, honey?
41 as of last week, I think. 41, I think.
You're not going to work my nerves, sis.
You don't know your age?
Once you pass like 36, you start losing count. So I knew 40 for sure, but yeah, no, I'm 41.
Okay.
So we can already tell that this is a dingbat and an airhead. And this is going to be a rough ride. So just strap in.
No. No, and I'm not going to do this with y'all today.
Sophia, 41. Where you calling me from, baby girl?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston. I'm coming to Houston this weekend.
I heard. Girl, look, before I get on your tail.
You been here before?
No.
Okay.
But listen, your videos were so cute with your wig and you pulling your stuff out for the Super Bowl. And that was, I loved it.
Thank you, baby girl. All right, thank you. Now let's focus on you. We got Sophia, 41, Houston. What you do for a living?
I am a salon owner. I just opened a new salon and I'm a hairstylist, yes.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
I do. They're grown. They are 24 and 20 years old. So I don't want to have any more kids.
Okay. Are your kids by the same man?
Yes.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
She says she's 41 and she has a 24-year-old. Can somebody do that math for me? So she got pregnant when she was 16 or 17. And then 4 years later, had another kid. And she wants us to believe that that was the same guy. So she was with the guy at least 16, and she was with him for 5 years. I had another kid with him, but she never been married. I call Cap. I could be wrong, but I call Cap. Every woman know a nice guy that would marry her, but she don't want him. So she would rather come on this ghetto-ass dating show and try to cheat her way into the life of a top-tier man. But this ain't the shortcut, sweethearts. This ain't the shortcut.
I don't know you. You thought they were squares. You thought they was fools. You thought they was licks.
Have you ever been married?
No.
No. Okay. And so what's your zodiac sign, Sophia?
Aquarius, the best. The best. The best.
So you just had a birthday?
I just had a birthday.
Okay. So we got Sophia, 41, Aquarius, Houston, salon owner, hairstylist, mom to two by the same man, never married. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Someone who doesn't want to have a man. I'm sorry, it's making noises in here. Somebody who doesn't want to have more children.
Oh. You want to have more children?
No, I don't want to have more children.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Look, if she's slow, she's slow. I'm not going to make fun of her for being slow, but something's definitely off here. I don't know if it's the influence of drugs or alcohol or if it's a mental condition, but something's off. So bear with her. Bear with her. And I don't know why she thought it would be a good idea to wear a ball cap to find a man.
So I feel like, girl, the dating pool is so stupid right now. It's so dumb. But men my age are like looking to like have more children. Like, how are you 41 and wanting to have more children?
Okay. So you want a man that's your age but already has his kids?
Have them. Be okay. Done. Like, or have some, but don't want no more because I'm not giving you none.
Yeah.
Okay, so no man. Okay, so these are your deal breakers. First, we'll get to your deal breakers. What are the things that you want first? And then we'll go to the deal breakers.
I want a friend. I want a best friend. I want a partner, right?
Wrong.
But I want all the things, right? Like, I'm not finna sit here and be like, oh, you don't have to have no money, or you don't have, like, I don't know.
If you're not acting right now, you are retarded. How she gonna know you love her if you're not buying bags? And I'ma just say it because it needs to be said. That woman is not a gold digger. She just wants a man with a lot of money who buy her things when she wants them. Is that a crime? If it was a crime, I'd dial 911.
Oh, big it is.
No.
What's up, Craig? What's up, Smokey?
Nothing.
She says she wants a best friend and a partner. It doesn't sound like she wants a leader. She wants to be on equal footing as her man. And that's never a good sign. Because that basically always goes to her trying to dominate you. There's no such thing really as we both wear the pants in a relationship. We're equal partners. We both run shit. My word got equal say because we best friends and partners. That always slips into her dominating you. I would tell every woman, if a man isn't worth submitting to, he's not worth dealing with on any level. Just leave him be and let him leave you be.
I don't know.
This is the moment that you tell me what you want, honey.
I want all of the things.
So what are all the things to you, sweetheart?
I want you to spoil me, and I want you to, I don't know. I want you to spoil me. And that doesn't mean that you have to be rich, right? Because I find that middle class people will spend money faster than rich people will.
Listen to Auntie on this one. I would not steer you wrong.
It's probably because middle class men have to try to flex money. And men who got it don't have to flex money because there's subtle things that people could pick up on and know that they have it. So I will say she have some insight in that way. Miriam, if you're listening, look, I said something nice. Because all these women come on here and ask for a man who makes six figures and 250K and all that. But just because he got 250K don't mean he's going to spend it on you. A dude who make 50K might trick off on you more than a dude with 250K. But they don't think that deep into it. Unfortunately, ma'am, nobody's fucking spoiling a 41-year-old mother of two. It's just not happening. Who came on the show in a ball cap to get him. It's just not happening. I said it before, I'll say it again. Nothing spoiled is good. Spoiled milk, spoiled kids, and especially dingbat spoiled 41-year-old single mothers of two. Nothing good about any of those things. Spoil yourself, salon owner. How about you do that?
Okay, I see what you did there.
Like, rich people are very tight with their little dollars, right? They hold on to their little dollars, right? So I want to be spoiled. I want you to be thoughtful. I want you to also leave me alone, right? Like, I don't even know.
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
Okay, let's start with your deal breakers. So what are your deal breakers besides not wanting to have more kids?
What would my deal breakers be? Not being a good person.
I'm fighting for my life.
Right? Genuineness is hard to find, right? So I will want you to be genuine at the end of the day. Okay. Real.
Real. Do you want him to be in Houston?
He doesn't have to be in Houston.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I prefer medium ugly.
What kind of shit is that?
You know.
A lot of men are very irritated with women saying that on my show. I've been seeing the complaints in the comment section. They feel like that is not a compliment to say to a guy. Because why would a guy admit that he's
medium ugly?
The audacity must be on sale right now.
This is a 6-year-old in a 41-year-old body. She's like, oh, well, it is what it is. Medium ugly. Man, get the fuck out of here. I mean, yeah, fellas, you can tell a lot about a woman by how she talk about men, generally speaking. You know, terms she use when describing men, if she ever describe any man as broke, ugly, like, women who, people who talk like this aren't good people.
Look who's talking.
Pay attention to the lingo. It can tell you a lot about somebody.
That's understandable.
But I just want to say this is a PSA for all the ladies. So Sophia, hold on. So this is a PSA moment for all the ladies, because a lot of women have been saying, I want a medium ugly guy. Sophia.
Shut up. Stop.
The men do not like that, ladies. It's not turning on the guy that you're trying to attract. So I don't know if you want to use that as a description, because a man feel like it's an insult. So therefore, he doesn't even want to reach out to you, because he wouldn't have to admit to himself that he's medium ugly. So just FYI.
But okay. So I guess in a dating show preference, that's not a good choice of words, but you know, I mean, it's just, you asked me, so. But no, I understand that could be offensive. Okay, so I just don't want anybody who thinks they're cuter than me, right? And I'm very low maintenance, right? Like, I'm like a t-shirt and jeans type of girl, right? Now, when I get cute, I prefer you to like me in my pajamas. That way, when I get super cute, you're like, oh, wow. You know?
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
People just don't want to deal with them, because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work in brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're, like, they're a waitress, or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
Why the f*** do we gotta like you in pajamas? Men gotta be 6'3", well-dressed, clean-cut, charismatic, super handsome in the face, know how to carry yourself in a room full of people, all this shit, but we gotta like you in pajamas. We have to make sure we love you at your worst, but we always gotta be at our best, or you're gonna get the ick. Make it make sense.
So when you say spoil, you want them to spoil you, but you're not expensive to spoil.
I'm not, but I don't want to say that, because that gives them low expectations, right?
I can't do it.
So give us some examples, because you say you're not high maintenance. So I'm just curious. When you say you want a man to spoil you, what are some of the things you mean by that?
I want to have to ask for stuff, right? Like, I feel like if you're dealing with somebody, and I'm the same way, right? So, like, if we deal with each other, if there's a need, I'm going to fulfill that need, right?
Okay.
But outside of fulfilling needs, I do want to be spoiled. I feel like I deserve to be spoiled.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up in the phone book.
So an example of spoil is just knowing what you want and giving it to you? Or is there a true example of what spoil looks like for you?
I'm not allowed to ask you questions. It has to be about me.
Yeah.
I feel like I deserve everything, all the things.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
You keep saying all the things, but you're not giving clear examples of what are the things.
Because I don't want anything, but I want everything. Like, there's nothing that I want. I don't know how to put it. And see, that's some real Aquarius stuff, right? You asked me my size, that's some real Aquarius stuff. So I don't want anything in particular, but I want somebody to want to give me all of the things. Okay, so I want to travel the world. I want to see the world. I work hard. I want somebody who also works hard. I want somebody who wants to make my life easier, but at the same time, I'm a catch.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm not a needy person, right? But we can't have no children. I don't know. Like, I can give you all of the things, but children.
Have you been drinking tonight, Sophia?
No.
No, okay, just curious. Did he make a certain amount of money, honey?
Yes.
How much money should he make?
I don't want to say.
I can't stand these fucking people, man. The joke is becoming a reality. Every day I hate one more person.